The Property Show on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to The Property Show on The Morning Run. It's our weekly take on all things property related. I'm Sim Wee Boon. The property sector has no doubt suffered a lot of setbacks due to the COVID-19 pandemic and the subsequent movement control orders. It also showed a need for us to pivot to digital, and as the economy restarts, how will things look like for the sector? Given that the government has recently launched its short-term recovery plan, Deepen Jana Initiatives. So joining us today on the show is Premendran Padmanathan, General Manager of REA Group Asia, the company which owns and operates iProperty.com.my. Welcome to the show, Prem. So I just want to start off with the Malaysian property landscape. How has the pandemic affected it? How is it like now?
So I think as a portal, we can provide some insights on, you know, consumers, you know, and their behavior, and also agents who kind of like post listings and all that. And there are some data which I can share on this. So, you know, generally, like all industries, right, property industry was also kind of impacted because it was a kind of a human industry, right? You know, people had to be out there to actually kind of like so-called test drive the houses, you know, to see the houses, to actually decide on their purchase. So it was drastically impacted. So in the sense of how much was it impacted, I can share with you some information about iProperty themselves. You know, now, if you remember, right, the first MCO announcement was on the 16th of March, right, where then from that point onwards, from 18th, is where it started. Now, on the first week, right, the following week, which was 23rd of March, right, on the first week of analysis, there was a huge impact on our site in the sense of searches, people coming in to search, you know. So we could see overall searches to new listings, new primary sale listings, and also sub-sale listings dropped nearly 50% immediately on the first week itself, while inquiries consumers sending out inquiries to agents, also very similar, about 50% drop. Now, a lot of people always spoke about this U-shape and V-shape charts and all that, right? So in a way, we also experienced that. And gradually, it kind of like moved up the chart as we moved from MCO to CMCO and then now RMCO. So the initial impact was big on the search, which is about 50%. While in fact, listings, that means sellers, right? Sellers not keen to kind of like list during this period was also quite big, where, you know, there was nearly about 70% of drops in, you know, listings being posted. So you can see both sides, supply and demand, was a big impact, especially on the first week of the MCO. Now, what we did was we did a 52-week average pre-MCO announcement. That means before this MCO happened, what was the impact, you know? So based on this 52-week average, what I just told you, the 50% drop and 70% drop, right, was based against this 52-week average pre-MCO. Today, week 12, we just finished week 12, which was 1st June to 8th of June, right, we can see there's been an improvement. Not only has it come back to the 52-week average, but they have surpassed that numbers. And I think this is very similar. We saw this happening in Hong Kong when they opened up, and also in some other countries when they opened up, which they kind of termed it as a pent-up demand. Pent-up demand, you know. So we are expecting a bigger surge at this moment, where today, things like the surge to new and primary market have already hit about 60 to 70% extra. That means it's 60% more than the 52-week average pre-MCO. While listings posted, it's still below, but it's only about now 10% below. So we can see buyers are actually coming back while sellers are still kind of like slow in that movement. So we are in the process of, we have recovered before the MCO period.
Do you have any insights or maybe any kind of like comments on why do you think this is happening? Is it because there's a lot of price adjustments, a lot of dealings?
Yeah, Sim, I knew you were going to ask me this question. So I did an analysis on our listings, right? Now, if you see the balanced listings, which was on the site, right, we did an analysis, right? There was only about 10% of the listings which had some price revision to it. Only 10%. Where out of the 10%, 7% had a price revision downwards, while 3%, about 2% plus had a price revision upwards. So it was not really a big shift in the sense of pricing-wise. That means most of them were doing the, they were more on the wait and see, because 90% of the listings, never the pricing never moved. So we believe it was more on this, what we call as a pent-up demand. That means they are waiting, you know, they were waiting for the right moment. We saw this increase, right? This chart started going up, starting from week 7 of MCO, which was already on the CMCO period. Now, during this CMCO period, you know, things like real estate industry, in the sense of real estate agents, they were allowed to go out and all that. That's when we started seeing consumers coming back. And gradually, it has been growing up, which now today with RMCO, I think a lot of people who have been waiting on the sidelines are now ready to actually move up. So we are not expecting this growth to be sustained, but just probably at this first few weeks of this post-MCO.
Okay, and how has this affected, say, iProperty and property agents? What does it look like for them now?
Yeah, so now I'm thinking, like, for example, right, when I spoke to some of the agents, right, one thing they mentioned was that the good news was that they were getting a lot of calls for viewership already for the homes. Like, you know, yesterday I had one unit in Johor, which like for a year, you know, we couldn't get anything. And then suddenly today, yesterday, he called me up and said he had got 4 viewings already, you know, so people are actually coming back. So the agents are kind of like positive in the sense that, you know what, this market, it's going to recover now. You know, it was just a period where, you know, everything was pent up, you know, and now it's like, you know, it's coming back, and they're quite, most of them are quite positive because house viewership is already happening right now. So in that sense, I think during that period, yes, they were facing a lot of problems, but, you know, as a business, we actually helped them quite a bit, which I can share with you later on if you want.
Okay, great. And we're going to take a short break right now. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after these messages. BFM 89.9. Welcome back. You're tuned in to The Property Show on The Morning Run. I'm Sim Wee Boon. And with me today is Premendran Padmanathan, General Manager of REA Group Asia, the company which owns and operates the portal iProperty.com.my. Earlier, we've been talking about the property landscape that COVID-19 has given birth to after all of this. Now, I want to talk about the recent Penjana announcement. You know, there was a lot of initiatives, incentive for the rakyat and also for property players. Our conversation earlier kind of referenced a recovery, you know. How do you think the Penjana initiatives will help with this regard?
The Penjana is timely to kind of like spur up the economy. One thing, I mean, in the sense of like helping out the economy is definitely fantastic in the sense of us getting people to move forward to purchase properties. It's a first step. I think it is a good step moving forward. If you look at it, right, a lot of it was mainly on the HOC. So if you look at the HOC related items, which is connected to new sales, right, that means it's got to be new constructions or new properties out there. A lot of perks are out there for the buyers. And this is going to be fantastic for the developers themselves. You know, like recently I read an article where Masing mentioned in the last HOC, about 60% of their stock was actually sold out. So they're really excited for this next round of HOC. And this round of HOC, you saw there's got some enhancements to the tax exemption, especially to the stamp duties. And also there's this enhancement on the third property, you know, the 70% and 600,000 property was removed. But after saying this, this is mainly on the primary market. While for the sub-sale market, which represents like nearly 70 to 80% of the Malaysian market, the only item I saw in there was actually the RPGT element, which was kind of beneficial for the seller himself. You know, we don't see much benefits for the buyers themselves when it comes to sub-sale. Maybe it is in the way the government is trying to look into kind of like clearing off the oversupply stocks. And now, you know, so that's why the perks for buyers for primary market is more in there. So I'm hoping, you know, moving forward, that they will also consider buyers for the sub-sale market. You know, the perks like tax exemptions, like stamp duty and all that for sub-sale as well. So, but the big question is, you know, with all this exemptions, right? Will banks actually relax their assessments? You know, because end of the day, the loans still need to be approved, right? So looking at the benefit of Penjana is also, you can see there's a lot of items in there for job opportunity, you know, because they are looking at things like construction and manufacturing. There's so many tax exemptions in there, which is going to help the job employment part of it. So that's very critical because you can't have on one side having all these perks for the property industry, but not doing anything about the job situation here. So I'm glad to see that there's kind of like a balance in there.
The Panjana initiatives that touch on property, there's only like one or few perks for secondary home market. And even with the HOC and the tax exemptions, it feels like it really benefits the companies more. What's your insight into this?
So I think it's only from like till December 2021, right? So I would consider it as a short-term recovery. So anything like this, right, if it's short-term, to me, it's fine because it's not something like it's going to go on for a long period of time. And I believe they will fine-tune this packaging, these stimulus packages as we move along. So the only thing I'm hoping, and you're right to say that, for the buyer's point of view, right, the benefit is more on primary market, not so much on the sub-sale. While on the sellers, of course, primary are developers, while sub-sale are, owners themselves, right? I can see that for sub-sale, there was only one, which is the RPGT. I'm not very clear about, they have not announced whether it is only after 5 years that you get that exemption. So I don't have that particular detail. So the question is, even with this exemption, right, will the sellers actually reduce the price because they are saving on tax, right? Will they actually reduce the price to benefit the buyer is still unknown, because one thing we don't have today, which is still backdated, is transacted data. We need to see whether these transactions actually convert, and when they translate into transactions, right, was there any price reductions across the board?
What would you like to see for a mid to long-term plan? What type of further initiatives do you think the government can do? And there's also a lot of discussion on the COVID-19 bill. How would that help?
I was hoping that for the sub-sale market, for the buyers of sub-sale market, they would also extend things like those stamp duty exemptions for this, because that is that's a huge saving to the buyers, because, talk about sub-sale, right? They are in locations, they are in matured locations, which a lot of people would want to stay because of work reasons or family reasons and all that. And, they are kind of like now not getting any perks from this and only on the primary. So that if there's one thing, right, I'm just hoping that they would extend buyer benefits to the sub-sale market as well. Other than that, right, some people have been talking about banks relaxing loosening their credit policies. I'm not too sure about this because usually with this, right, comes a lot of issues like NPL, non-performing loans and all that. The benefit of banks having this strong risk policies is actually that they have got very low non-performing loans, so they are still maintaining that and they're still checking their credit policies strongly. Whether they're going to loosen it or not, I'm not sure whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. I think they will balance it case by case. The sub-sale listing supply in the market, pre-MCO, right, and now, right, we saw a lot of listings have been pulled out from the market. So places like, big places like KL and Johor and all this, right, we saw nearly 50% of this reduction in listings, I'm not too sure in the sense of, is it more of a waiting game? Because in the sense of like probably agents are advising sellers to, in that period, right, to actually not do any listings. So we are hoping that, these listings will actually come back. But then right now, the true story of supply of sub-sale is actually unknown. So we are looking forward to an analysis of, will these listings actually come back to the market?
And also these listings, right, is it a overall uniform pullback or are you just seeing it in hotspot areas like Subang, Bangsa?
Yes, you're right. Exactly right. It's actually hotspots. It's actually, remember, Sim, I was telling you about these price revisions, that 7% of listings, right? They were mainly concentrated in KL and Selangor. So you can see these are the places where, to begin with, they're kind of like a few listings were overpriced already. So probably this is where the revisions are, And we're talking about supply, you're right. It's mainly places like Cheras, Ampang, Old Klang Road, Iskandar Putri, So today, right, if you look at it, right, supply has actually reduced tremendously while demand buyers have increased in the sense of nearly 70%, in the 52-week, we're talking about 52-week pre-MCO average, So we are in a situation right now where there are actually more buyers than there are sellers when it comes to the sub-sale market. Now, some people would tend to or probably want to label this as a seller's market today.
Okay, very interesting.
So because this is the situation we are in right now today, but it might change in the next couple of weeks But today, it is actually in a situation where there's a lot more buyers than there are sellers.
So how many weeks would you put your money on then?
We are looking at probably another 3 more weeks to actually do another quick analysis. So the last 3 weeks has been like a tremendous, especially week 7, 8, and 9 of CMCO, which was, I think it was end of April to mid of May. We saw that there was already kind of like a sentiment returning back. We're going to see probably another 3 more weeks. So I'm giving it 3 weeks to see whether the situation stays as a seller's market or it's going to have a balance amount.
Moving on to the topic of digitizing, because when it comes to property transactions, when it comes to, you know, dealing with a property agent, it's not a very highly digitized field. What type of observations have iProperty made, and what type of initiatives that you guys as a property portal are working on to help spur this digitization?
So what we did was we wanted to go for more for quick wins, you know, to help with the industry. The first thing we did was obviously, you know, because, you know, to ensure our customers go through that unprecedented period, right, that challenging period of MCO, right? The first thing we did was to kind of like introduce what we call iProperty Cash since the beginning of MCO. This is more of a installments of support packages comprising of discounts, extensions, and payment holidays, just to kind of ease their economic situation, you know. Then what we did was we built and launched a brand new PropTech tool because right now, you know, everyone is depending on technology, right? So we went ahead with this to kind of like replace the existing agent tool which they have. And like a new car, you know, if you think about it, it has a nice shiny exterior, you know, it's got a new look to it, it's faster, you know, it's mobile, it's easier to use. But like cars, right, what's more important is the engine and the features behind it. So what we did was we introduced a suite of new data and reporting tools across the agent's selling journey, because now we know that agents are going to find it difficult to do analysis or go to the market, right? So we gave them tools to help them decide which markets will suit their strategy, tools which will help them with negotiating pricing with sellers and, you know, and buyers, and also reports where we'll help them monitor their listing performance where they are. So we are hoping with tools like this, right, they are able to send out these reports to buyers and sellers. They will help the agents in this new digital era where they can make a lot of decisions just by looking at their mobile phone.
So lastly, I just want to end with this question that what kind of property trends are you seeing or are you expecting looking at how things are now? Will we be looking at more transactions in terms of landed properties, high rise? What can you tell us about how things will look like in the next few months?
Yeah, sure. In the sense of commercial, I think it's very related to the stimulus packages, which you know, the government under the Apenjana is actually providing. But I don't have any insights in the sense of like how this commercial will actually move on, especially on the oversupply of those commercial units. But when it comes to residential, right now, because we kind of know that there has been pent up demand in the last 3 months, we will see a surge in transactions in the next 1 to 2 months for sure, you know. But after that, in the sense of where would it actually saturate on is something we have to look forward to, like, in the sense of we definitely see HOC playing a big role in stirring up the property market. And with this, and you know, previously, even in the 2008 crisis, when they came up with all this stimulus packages, right, there was a big surge in the property market. So we are going to foresee this as well in this period. The only thing we've got to watch out for is the pricing part of it. You know, we don't want kind of like sellers using this opportunity to kind of like move up the pricing of the properties. So based on 2008 experience and 1998 experience, right, when all the stimulus packages, there's definitely going to be a surge in the property transactions.
Okay, and that's all the time we have for today's property show. Thank you for being on the show, Prem. That was Premendra Padmanathan, General Manager of REA Group Asia, the company which owns and operates the property portal, iProperty.com.my. We have the 10 a.m. news bulletin coming up next, followed by Enterprise. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
The Property Show on BFM 89.9, the business station.